Welcome, everybody, to Health, Wealth, and Divine, also known as Dwanza for Life. You know what those drums mean. You know we got a very, very powerful show lined up for you today. Awesome feeling that I get every time I have an opportunity to speak with you, to you, all of the listeners. I mean, we get positive feedback. Thank you so much for all of the messages. You all are really feeling this information. And I get extra excited when I have an opportunity to speak to one of my favorite people, brother, who has agreed to share his knowledge with us. He's been on the holistic healing path for over 35 years. And you've been doing something successfully for 35 years. I mean, starting off with the very first person that you ever worked with holistically and been healing ever since, then this brother has a wealth of knowledge that we, if we listen, can benefit from. And not just listen, but after you listen, go out and act on what it is that you hear. My special guest today is King Coy Dunstan. He's owner and operator of Secrets of Nature in Washington, D.C. And if you're a regular listener, you know that he comes on once a month. And again, we're very, very blessed to have him because, again, track records such as his, that you get an opportunity to sit and speak with somebody that has information that can not just change your life, but actually save your life. So with that in mind, I bow to you, my brother. Welcome back to Dwanza for Life. Great to have you.
Good evening, sir. Good to be back with you. Good evening
Always
to your audience.
Always a pleasure, my brother.
Always a pleasure to be with you.
You know, as I had advertised, we're going to be talking today about the healing, understanding the healing power of herbs. You know, that is one of my favorite subjects. I mean, I always love talking about herbs and the healing powers and the benefits, the medicinal benefits and powers that herbs possess. A lot of people, I think, when it comes to holistic health, if they've been on the path for a while, they know about herbs. But there are a lot of people who are just coming to the holistic health path. They know that they've got to change their diet. They know that, you know, they may have decided that, you know, hey, I want to go vegetarian. I'm going to investigate this thing. I want to go vegan. But herbs is a whole nother component that you can add to your regimen that can really, really boost your health in ways that just a simple dietary change has its benefits, of course, but when you start adding in herbs, I mean, you're really adding some power to your punch. Is that correct?
That's correct. Herbs are what God made them, and the way God made them, and there's no hybrid about them. They are pretty much self-preservative, and they will give the body everything it needs to survive or make life better for anyone that has a consideration about their health. So herbs are a good way to go, yes.
You know, when you got on the path over 35 years ago, that was, you found out about herbs then. You found out about herbs the very first time that you actually embarked upon this path with successful results. You talk about how when you were working with your mother that at that time, Padiaco had just burst onto the scene and was emptying the, you know, cancer wards in Mexico, and how you actually used Padiaco 35 years ago. And so you really found out firsthand by watching the transformation of your mother's disease as it disappeared and she actually got well again. Can you talk about how you found out about Padiaco and, just the transformation that you saw with your mother by using this herb?
Yeah, well, after my mother was diagnosed with the condition of cancer and the doctors had basically told her there was nothing they could do for her, I felt an obligation to research and find out about what was available or what could be done to help in a situation like my mother had. So in that research, I found out that how to take care of the body, what to do with the body, how to keep it healthy, how to get it healthy. And it led me to the food that the body needs, and that led me to the herbs. And through the process of learning about all the herbs that are available for the different things, different conditions that we suffer from, I ran into this herb called Padiaco, by researching herbs for cancer, I found out that this herb patiaco had been used in Mexico as a herb that would it was an herb that had emptied the cancer wards down in Mexico. So I started using it. It had just gotten into America, and we started using it with my mother, and it made all the difference in the world. In fact, after the patiaco, she lived 10 years after that. So I was convinced that herbs were the way to go after that, and I've been in the business of showing people and telling people about herbs ever since.
You know, Brother Coy, I think that when people hear that, I want people to really grasp what you just said, because, you know, I don't want what you just said to be like a footnote in this, you know, in this conversation on herbs. I mean, because that's big, you know, that's very, very, that's huge. I mean, to not just reverse cancer in the breath, in both breaths, but her liver and her colon. I mean, that is so... That should have made the news, man. I mean, they should have, you know, we interrupt this podcast to bring you this special report, you know. I want everybody to really, really grasp the totality of what King Coy just said, that he cured his mother of cancer in both of her breasts, her liver, and her colon. I think that you need to let that sink in, because there are people that are dying of cancer every day. We all have family members who have passed away as a result of cancer, friends, people we know, loved ones who have passed away from cancer. And just by, you know, doing some research and then acting on the information that he had, he was able to see the power of God's plants at work. And I think that when people think of herbs, Brother Coy, oftentimes, again, unless you're in the holistic health field, I mean, and have been practicing holistic health for a while, I think people think of herbs like when they hear spices, you know. They just think of herbs and spices. They kind of lump them together, you know, just something you sprinkle on your food or to give it some flavor or something. And, you know, not really, really understanding the real power and benefit of herbs and the power of herbs. Could you talk about what are herbs? Again, so people who might just be tuning in for the first time can get a deeper understanding of when they hear herbs. We're not just talking about the little herbs and spices that you sprinkle on your food to give it some flavor. You know, what are herbs, Brother Coy, from a holistic health standpoint?
Well, herbs are like, I would say the best way to explain an herb is it is not synthetic. It is not a hybrid. It is a hybrid, meaning a cross between two other plants to make a plant, and it's not something that's artificial. An herb is a plant that was put here by God, and it's remained as it God the same way God put it on earth. And it's not you have to probably, when you start looking at herbs, make a distinction about or be able to know whether or not it's a hybrid or something artificial, or if it's a natural herb. Your natural herbs, oftentimes, you won't be able to tell it by looking at it. You would have to actually do the genealogy on the plant to determine where it came from. Was it man-made? Did they cross it with some other plant? You would have to be able to go through that kind of analysis or understand that in your brain when you talk about what an herb is, as opposed to what a plant is or a vegetable. Usually a vegetable is a cross between two plants that's made to create food for people, but it's still not an herb. So to distinguish between a herb and a vegetable, you would have to know whether or not it's a hybrid or how to find out whether or not it's a hybrid or an herb. And usually some of the things that we generally condition as look at as herbs are sometimes just vegetables. They've really been crossed between two other plants, or we use it as food. And oftentimes that is the reason why the diet is so important, because we don't know how to distinguish between a vegetable and a plant. So a vegetable and an herb, or how you break up the plant family. So knowing how to do the herb and knowing how to do the distinguishing the herb from a plant is important in terms of being able to recognize whether a plant is a herb or a vegetable. So even though we think we know what an herb is, oftentimes it's not that simple. And even greater than that is the knowing is to know what it looks like or what an herb's supposed to look like when it's finished and ready to consume. You should be able to look at it and tell whether or not it's something that's natural or synthetic. So herbs are a class of its own. At the same time, it gets confused when you throw all the other plants in the mix. It's hard to tell sometimes what a plant and what an herb is. So,
well, can we talk about for a moment what is so special about herbs? Because I was shocked, actually, when I started doing some research on herbs years ago and found out that herbs actually had vitamins in them. You know what I mean? I was like, whoa, wait a minute, you know, because I just thought they were two just totally separate, you know, things. But then when I found out that herbs actually do contain vitamins, I was like, wow, that was interesting to me. So could you talk about what is it about the herbs? Is it the vitamins in the herbs? What's in the herbs that actually make the herbs so powerful to the point now where it just you can just boost your healing and or maintenance of your body to another level just by ingesting them?
Well, an herb, I would say, one way, it's a whole food. It is recognized as a whole food. It contains everything that the body needs to live. We talk about sometimes, we say we are a live enzyme organism and we need live enzyme food. That's because that's why we should use the herbs, because herbs are live enzyme foods and they are designed to give the body whatever it needs. So, yes, it contains all your vitamins and minerals, even the ones that we don't know about sometimes. And it also has the ability, it's like a live food, it's a live enzyme organism. So that when you eat or use the herb, it gives the body life. So that's the main difference between a vegetable and an herb. An herb lives whether it's green or whether it's dry, the herb is still alive and will give the body what it needs. You can still, the body will extract the vitamins and minerals out of the herb. If you continue to, if you use them. Now, sometimes you can get the same thing from a vitamin or from a vegetable, but it's not the same kind. Your body will get some of the vitamins and minerals it needs, but not all the vitamins and minerals it needs, because all the vitamins and minerals that it needs are not in a artificial or vegetable plant. So you have to supplement the vegetables with the herbs so you can get the complete food that the body needs. That's basically the simplest way I can explain it, where I don't confuse everybody, but or I don't confuse myself. But basically, your body needs whole foods. Herbs are whole foods. Anything, when you take the vitamins and separate them out, it's not a whole food, so your body is not going to get everything that it needs from a vegetable, but it will from an herb.
You know what's interesting to me too, Brother Coy, is that the herbs and the power of herbs are so significant that you can actually benefit from herbs not from only ingesting the herb, drinking it, whether it's in a tea or a pill form, but you can actually make a poultice out of certain herbs and put them on the body and actually healing. I mean, I tell the story about how I got hit by a car and had my knee jacked up in three places, had a torn meniscus, a torn ACL, and a torn MCL, and then came to you and you suggested comfrey. You said, hey, just make a poultice out of that, you know, put it on your knee and, put it on there and let it sit for a while and do that several times a day. And before you know it, my knee was healed. I mean, actually completely healed, whereas the doctor had previously told me that I would never walk right again if I had not agreed, if I didn't have surgery. And of course, I opted not to have the surgery, but, you know, went and saw Brother Coy and followed his instructions and used herbs as a poultice. And even that really goes to show the power of herbs when you can actually not just ingest it and it heal internal organs and complications. It can actually heal, you know, help to heal bones and ligaments and so forth. Can you talk about that?
Well, remember now, the skin is the biggest eliminative organ in the body, so we always can absorb vitamins and minerals through the skin. So it makes sense that if you want to address a bruise or a bone or anything in the body, that you can do that through applying on the skin, because the skin will absorb and it'll also excrete anything that it don't need. So, yes, using the herbs any way you can to get them in you. You don't have to always ingest them, in other words, to get some benefit from it. But you can also use it as you can make an extract, or you can make a compress salve, or you can do a salve, or you can do an ointment. All of those different ways that we learn how to do herbs to treat the conditions that we had. But before we had this big medical industrial complex, that's how we used herbs to do whatever we needed to do in the body. And we didn't always take them or eat them. We would sometimes use them externally to apply to the skin or to address some condition, other condition like a broken bone or burn or different conditions that you get that's not necessary to use internally. You can also use it in other ways to get the same result or get the healing benefits of it. You don't have to take it to always get the healing benefits of the herbs. So, yes, different ointments, salves, poultices, all of those things will work just as well when you're dealing with a good whole plant herb.
Well, for those who might be tuning in for the first time, just because we're using the word herbs, and I just want to make it clear that there are specific herbs for specific conditions. There, God knows how many different types of herbs, and all of them each have names, you know. And so for a particular condition, there might be a particular herb that will be more beneficial to the body to help to eradicate that particular ailment as opposed to another herb. I mean, there are herbs for the brain, there are herbs for the eyes, I mean, herbs for the liver, for the kidney, I mean, you know, for the spleen. I mean, just different types of herbs for different types of conditions. So I just want to make that clear for those who might not know, because we're just using the term herbs. There are herbs that purify the blood. I mean, you know, just different types of functions of the herbs. So depending on whatever the condition is that you might be dealing with, there is a particular herb or a combination of herbs out there that will help address that. Correct, Brother Coy?
That's correct. You got it. That's a good way to put it. And there's always an herb that will any condition that you have, there's an herb that will give you some benefit. So I say it's not so much the name of the herb that you use. As long as it's an herb, you're going to get some benefit from ingesting it or making a poultice or making a paste or whatever way, as a spice, however you use it, you're going to get the benefit from that herb, because it is a food that is meant for the body and it gives the body what it needs no matter how you use it. Yes.
Brother, can we talk about herbs and lifestyle changes? Because we're talking about, this show is about holistic health, and you're a holistic health practitioner. And so when we say holistic health, for those who might not be familiar with it, we're talking about holistic. We're talking about your whole life, not just the diet. That's, you know, we're talking about your diet. We're talking about exercise. We're talking about breathing properly. We're talking about, you know, eliminating stress. I mean, all of that. So when you talk about herbs, for the herbs to benefit the body the most, the other things have to be in place too. So, for example, if you take herbs but you eat meat, okay, then you're really defeating the purpose of the herbs. You know, you're making herbs going to have to work harder to do whatever it is that you want it to do. Or, you know, if you, you know, taking herbs but you, you know, drinking liquor, you know,
yeah,
you're going to
yeah,
really kind of, you know, you're defeating the purpose. So, Brother Coy, could you talk about having a holistic lifestyle, the need to exercise, the need to breathe properly, even to bring in the spiritual component to it, you know.
Right.
Could you talk about holistic? We're talking about herbs because I don't want to give people the impression that, oh, if I just take an herb, yeah, it'll have a benefit, but if you want to stay optimally well, then the other pieces have to be in place too.
But if you got the difference and the problem with the using the herbs is, when you talk about holistic, yes, the mental, physical, spiritual, the whole body, and you can't be whole in one place and not in another, and you got to deal with the whole body. In other words, even if you have a strong physical body, you still have to have a situation where if you're mentally unstable, or if you're physically or spiritually not there, then you're not well. So until you get all your mental and spiritual and physical working together, you're going to have a breakdown in the body. You are dis-ease. That's what they call dis-ease. So until you deal with that dis-ease, you're going to have problems. It's going to continue to recur and come back. So the idea behind the herbs is to feed all three of those systems and strengthen you so that you can deal with the process of dealing with the whole body. In other words, you got to settle down and deal with the spiritual. You got to deal with what you eat. You got to deal with your exercise, do the proper exercise. All of those things you got to incorporate to be holistically well.
Everybody, my special guest is King Coy Dunstan, owner and operator of Secrets of Nature in Washington, D.C. If you're listening by phone and you'd like to speak with Brother Coy, all you have to do is press 1, and I can bring you on board. If you're listening online, the telephone number to call in is 347-324-5727. That's 347-324-5727. You know, Brother Coy, let's talk about some specific diseases, for lack of a better term, excuse me, and what certain herbs there are that could help with that particular condition. Let's say somebody had a blood pressure situation, whether it's low or whether it's high. What would you suggest someone do if, let's say, they went to the doctor and the doctor said, this blood pressure's kind of out of whack here. We need to get this straight again. And the person says, well, doc, I don't want to go on high blood pressure medication. I'd rather do it holistically. And they come to you. What would be your first recommendation?
Well, I would try to address the surface conditions, like how's their energy? Are they well in terms of being able to eat properly? If not, I would give them some suggestions about eliminating the dairy, the sugar, and the meat. Then I would do a clean out with them with something like buckthorn and the cascara, those kind of things to help flush the body of these toxins that we deal with. And I would deal address the pressure with things like garlic and hawthorn and turmeric, all of those basic herbs that you use to treat blood pressure. I would do those things, and I would get the process going with that and try to get them to go into themselves, and whatever is being a hindrance to them, try to get them to deal with that while they do the cleansing, while they do the picking up, drinking the water, while they correcting the diet. All of those things would come as addressing the whole body. Their symptoms are showing up as high blood pressure because that's where their disease is in the coronaries, in the circulatory system. So that tells me they probably they're meat eaters. They probably have been eating too much meat and have not been exercising properly. And I would address those concerns in a way that they at least get them started to process the fact that they need to make these changes in order to be well. and until I can get them on the balance on the ground with me in terms of addressing themselves or being responsible for that for themselves, then I have to keep working with them until we get there. So if they're not ready to do all of that, I would just start with maybe getting the colon cleaned out, trying to tell them that they need to eliminate certain things from the diet and keep them working toward whatever they can do. Just do one step at a time, whatever they can do at a time. Some people will take it a little longer. Some people can do it right away. But whatever I tell them, if they feel like they can do it, I would get them the supplements and the directions on how to use them and get them started on the process of healing themselves.
Well, now, what if you have somebody, Brother Coy, that's under a doctor's care? There have been people that have actually tuned into this show from the hospital, okay? I mean, there are people that have listened to you while they were actually in the hospital, okay, in the hospital bed, but they tuned in and they're listening to you. Now, we know that the food that they're giving them in the hospital is not like, you know, they're coming in there with a brown bag full of, you know, full of herbs and stuff. So now, if they're in the hospital under the doctor's care and the doctor is saying, okay, you need to take this, you know, X amount of times a day and so forth and so on, can herbs be used in conjunction with allopathic medicine, or is it either or? I mean, would the herbs compound anything? And, you know, a lot of times people say, you hear these disclaimers when it comes to certain commercials on television. They might say, okay, before taking this product, consult with your physician. Well, we know physician, I mean, you know, we already know what the physician is going to say when it comes to a holistic health regimen. We know what the physician is going to say when it comes to herbs. So when somebody is under a doctor's care and taking allopathic medicine, can they do the herbs in conjunction? Will there be any interference, one interfering with the other?
That's a possibility, and it's something to consider because particularly if they're in the hospital or just getting out and the doctor just got them to told them to finish taking this medication, it's probably not a good idea to interfere with that because you want the doctor's medicine, whatever he's giving it to them for, whatever they believe it'll do, you want that possibility to happen. So interfering with the herbs at that point when they're on a prescription medication is probably not a good idea. So if you are ready for that, if you understand how to do that, it's possible. You can reduce the once you get out of the hospital, if you want to get off of that, you can how you do that is begin to wean yourself off. In other words, you started incorporating the herbs in your regime, the everyday regime, at least 2 hours apart from the time you take the medication. You got to separate the herbs at least 2 hours apart. And you can, as you get the herbs in your system, you can begin to reduce the medication. But you should always monitor your system to see what's working. If the herbs are bringing the whatever the condition is under control, then that's fine. But if it's not, then you're going to have to build it up in your system until the herbs begin to do what they're supposed to do. But that's the simplest thing to do is if you're under a doctor's care and if you're on medication, then it's best that you let that process finish and then go into the process of bringing the herbs in. So that's how I would handle that. It's a little touchy there, so you don't want to interfere with the doctor and get blamed for what the doctor did. So you want to keep yourself separated from the doctor and make sure that whoever you're working with understand that this is a process you have to work yourself through. You have to monitor what you're doing every day. If you have high blood pressure, you just got out of the hospital with a heart attack and you're trying to straighten yourself up from a heart attack after you get out of the hospital, then you want to the doctor's going to have them on 2 or 3 medications. But, you know, you can start them out with something simple as vitamin C, get the inflammation down, and then add the herbs that we know helps the pressure. The herbs that we use for pressure, you can begin to add those to increase the body's ability to work without the whatever the medication is on. But you got to monitor yourself to that point. You got to know what the problem is and which herb or which medication is doing what, to the point to where you can balance that out to a place to where you get off the medication or whatever your objective is in the process. You want to do that.
You know, you said something really, really interesting as far as you don't want to do them at the same time because you don't want the herbs to get blamed for what the doctors did. Now, that's deep.
Right.
You know, basically saying.
And that's what happened.
Mm-hmm.
That's what happened.
Yeah, you're saying that the doctors, that allopathic medicine is going to be what actually does you in and not the herbs,
right.
But the herbs would get the blame for it. And
there
for so many times it's happened.
Yeah. That's what you want to avoid, and that's the kind of you have to make some judgments about how that works and how to work that so that you don't get yourself caught up in a situation where you're blamed for somebody dying or because they won't blame the doctor. They're going to always blame you. Yeah.
Everybody, again, my special guest is Coy Dunstan, King Coy Dunstan around these parts. If you want to talk to him, all you have to do is just press 1 and we'll bring you on board and you can ask your question or make your comment. Back to the holistic part of this discussion, Brother Coy. Again, we're talking about lifestyle changes and so forth. Since we were talking about high blood pressure, we'll just stay there for a second. Let's take somebody, for example, that has stopped eating meat. And they've stopped eating dairy, you know, and they've actually changed their diet, and they still find themselves dealing with blood pressure issues. What would that suggest to you? I mean, if somebody came to you and said, "Hey, I've changed my diet. I don't eat any meat. I don't eat any dairy. I don't eat sugar. I don't drink. I don't smoke. I don't do none of that," you know. But my doctors are telling me that my blood pressure is out of control. What would that suggest to you?
It would suggest to me that probably they didn't come off of the whatever they got them into that situation. In other words, high blood pressure usually come from stress or eating wrong or eating too much meat or dairy products is something that causes you to go into high blood pressure, mostly stress. So it tells me that if they can't get that stress out of their life, if their pressure or if they can't get their pressure down, they haven't gotten the stress out of their life. They haven't learned how to eat. They haven't learned how to exercise or learn how to do what's necessary to address that pressure problem. So I would tell them that we go back to square one and say, well, we got to detox. We got to, whatever it is, it's probably, we got to make sure that your circulation is okay, that there's no blockages that's causing you to, your arteries to clog up, and that you have no stress that's involved in your circulatory system. So with that, I would go back to the basic. Once we determine that it's not stress or it's not something that you didn't do in the beginning to get when you came off of the blood pressure medication, then you can go into taking the supplements for pressure that breaks down the cause of the condition that you're dealing with. So first you have to go back to the condition and then decide whether or not you're going to do the necessary steps to get rid of that stress or whatever is causing the distress in the body. You want to deal with that, and then you want to add what you really need, the supplements, the vitamins, the minerals, and everything that you need to build up the process of restoring the body to a state of health.
You know, that stress piece is so important. And oftentimes, depending on the individual, people respond differently to different things. For example, you could look at the news, and with all of the stuff that's been going on in the news about, with all of the shootings across the country and, all the stuff that's in the news, and then not even to mention the stuff that doesn't even make the news, just stuff we might hear by, you pick up the phone and you call somebody and they got bad news, so-and-so just
passed away.
And
that's been happening a lot lately, So, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead, Brad.
Well, things that are happening often are sometimes stressful, and we don't realize how stressful they are to the body. But we internalize that stress and really pass it on from generation to generation, and it creates these conditions that we call addictions or things that are hereditary, that high blood pressure, some people call it hereditary, but it's really is unresolved issues in your life or in your family life that haven't really been dealt with to the point to where we have alleviated the problem. So we have to really go back sometimes and look at what we've gone through, even back to slavery, and some of the things that we carry today was gained, or we picked them up during slavery, and we have passed them from one generation to another simply by the way we react to things or what we believe or how we think. So it gets pretty serious when we talk about disease and the things we need to do to do about it. We need to do to get rid of the disease, but it's really thinking about how we can heal ourselves is a whole process of really looking at how did we get in this situation and where did it start. Some people will call it hereditary, but anything that's preventable, you can get rid of, and it's learning how to deal with yourself that would help you deliver yourself from that condition. And oftentimes it's just a matter of determining what is causing the stress and addressing that issue, and oftentimes it's a spiritual component that's missing. And if we learn how to treat the whole body, then we can begin to address some of those issues. It won't maybe be overnight, but over time, and once we understand what track we are on, we can at least know that we are going in the right direction, and your body will follow.
You know, while we're on the topic of stress, I want to recommend a book. By the way, it's an excellent, excellent book by Ra'un Nefer Amin. The name of the book is called Stress Free for Life, and it is an awesome, awesome book. And in it, and I hope that I'm able to, kind of explain what he's talking about in the book, and I just would prefer anybody just go get the book, because I might not get it justice. In the book, he basically states that there is nothing inherently stressful. That these things come up and, we say, okay, this is stressful and that is stressful. This stressed me out and that stressed me out. That there's no situation that's inherently stressful, but that it's our stress response. It's our reaction to it that it causes the stress, and that because of our identification with our humanness as opposed to our divinity, then we make excuses for and justify our stress reaction by saying, I'm only human. Basically stating, well, I'm only human. I'm supposed to grieve when somebody dies. I'm only human when I see these things on, these images on TV, I'm a compassionate person. So, yes, it's going to affect me when I see these things. Well, you don't know what she said to me. Yes, it stressed me out. You don't know what he did to me. Yes, I got angry. But as a result of stating that I'm only human, therefore justifying these actions that have harmful, toxic reactions in the body, hormones are released, cortisol is released into the bloodstream. If it's harmful to you, then it can't be natural to you. So if you having a reaction of anger or sadness or grief or whatever, and it's causing these harmful effects in the body, if those harmful effects are harming, if they're harming you, then it can't be, that reaction cannot be natural to you. He states, conversely, that our natural response is peace, that we are made in the likeness of a peace that nothing can disturb. So if, in fact, you hear that somebody passed away and your reaction is one of peace and you remember the good times and, you know, you at least can be happy from the standpoint that you still have your peace. The person might be gone, but you still have the beautiful memories of that person and you can still be at peace, you know. So if we can change our identification, which is a process, from one of being that, oh, I'm only human, therefore when so-and-so passes away, that just stressed me out, I lost my mind, you know, and as a result of losing my mind, I'm now losing my health too, and not to mention having lost the person, then there are several losses there. So I just want to encourage everybody to get the book. It's called Stress Free or Life by Ra'un Nefer Amin. That's R-A, capital U-N, Nefer is capital N like Nancy, E, F like Frank, E-R, Amin is capital A, M like Mary, E-N. That's Stress Free for Life. Awesome book. It can benefit you if you read it. So, yeah, we got to eliminate the stress out of our life. I appreciate your response to that, Brother Coy, because, again, a lot of times people may have changed their diet. They may have done some things, taken some herbs and, you know, still found their pressure high or whatever the condition is. So there's got to be a holistic approach when we're talking about herbs benefiting the body optimally. Let's talk about side effects for a moment, because we do know that when it comes to allopathic medicine, there are definitely going to be some sort of side effects to that. What about herbs? Any side effects that anybody needs to concern themselves with?
Well, you got to remember now that if you are going into a process of healing, there may be some discomfort. You got to consider what the condition that you have. If you have an arthritis or diabetes, that condition's got to be reversed, and it came from somewhere, and it usually came from inflammation. So you have to, whatever discomfort comes from getting rid of that inflammation in the body, say, then it may not, you may get worse before you get better, is probably a better way to put it. It's not that it's going to kill you, but it may not feel good for the first 2 or 3 days. But after you get that toxicity out or that inflammation out or that infection out, then you'll begin to feel better. So in terms of side effects from the herbs, I wouldn't call it side effects. It's just maybe a healing process that you go through. You may get worse before you get better, but in the end, you will your body will respond and you will be in a position where you'll be better off in the long run. But the thing is, once you start on the process, if you take the whatever you are taking to get rid of whatever you're trying to get rid of and you don't feel better, don't stop. That's the main thing. You got, that is the process that you go through, and you got to go through the process till you get to a better place.
You know, that's so important what you just said. Don't stop, because I think what happens with people sometimes is that they stop. You know, they might take the herbs
Basically all it is, they stop because they don't know. Yeah. They don't understand
take the
process.
It didn't take a week to get into it. It didn't take a week to get into it.
Yeah, if you're 40 years old and you're just getting into the process of trying to get your body straight, you got 40 years of cell growth and deterioration you got to deal with. And that's why I say the sooner that you can get your children involved, or get the younger you can start this, the better off you'll be. You don't implant these bad habits on the cell all until you get to a place to where you just break down. So you want to start from the beginning of reversing as soon as you can. You want to go through the process of relieving the body of anything that you have done wrong to it. In other words, forgive your God will forgive you, but your body won't. Your body will come back and get you if you're not doing the right thing. It will tell you that, I remember that way back when I played football, I remember when Johnny hit me on my ankle. I remember the day well, and that ankle still hurt. So you got to understand that if you're going to engage in things that are harmful, it's going to stay with you until you decide to stop, turn around, and go the other way. Yeah.
You know, now would be a good time to talk about a lifestyle change, because I think when people come to herbs because of a sickness, you know, some dis-ease, you know, they're coming to get healed. You know, they're like, okay, I heard the information. I'm trying to get rid of this cancer. I'm trying to get rid of these diabetes. I'm tired of the high blood pressure pills. I'm tired of, you know, this arthritis medicine. You know, I'm ready to get rid of this disease. And I think that if you're going into it with the mindset that I'm ready to get rid of this disease, as opposed to I'm ready to change my life, you know, because getting rid of disease, that's temporary. You know, because you can get rid of disease in a couple of months, you know.
That's correct.
A couple of months and the disease is gone, you know what I mean? So then what?
Yeah.
So if you go into it with the mindset that I'm changing my life, this is going to be a process that even after the disease is gone, I'm not going back. I'm still going to be vegetarian. I'm still going to be vegan. I'm still going to take the herbs. And with that lifestyle change, again, it's a lifestyle change. There are going to be changes in your crowd, in your circle. You know, you're going to be moved towards other people that eat like you. You know, you're not going to be going to want to go to the same restaurants, you know, when you and the boys hang out or you and the girls go out for girls' night out or whatever. They might want to go to Ruby Tuesdays or something. You might not want to go there anymore. So your circle even is going to change, and it needs to change because you're going to need encouragement. You're going to need people, all of the support, all of the encouragement that you can get. You're going to need people that are going to be talking positive. You're not going to be needing to hear any gossip. You're not going to need none of that. That's got to go. You know, have to change, and it will change because your spirit is going to, I think, direct you into other places where you're going to get the support, and that might come in the form of new friends. Can you talk about that, Brother Corey?
Well, yeah, it's important that you can be in a toxic environment, and until you get out of that environment, not much is going to change. So it's important to understand that when you make this decision to heal yourself or to do better, then you're going to have to leave some things that have kept you down. You're going to have to leave them behind. That is very important, because you can't keep doing the same thing expecting a different result. So if you want to feel better, have more energy, then you got to do the things that will give you more energy. You can't go out drinking and smoking and all of that, carousing around all night. If you want to be healthier or get rid of high blood pressure, then you have to do the things to get the circulatory system to work properly. That's to stop the meat, which clogs up the arteries, restricts circulation, and it raises the pressure. If you want to get rid of diabetes, you can't keep eating candy and a lot of simple carbohydrates. If you want to do those things, and if you're around people that are doing those things and you realize that you can't do them, you got to separate from those people. Otherwise, you will never get better. So realizing the condition that you're in and what you're willing to do to change will make a difference in terms of how soon you'll get rid of a condition or get it under control to the point to where it's not a consideration. It goes with your environment, and it keeps your environment in a place where you got to keep your environment clean so that you're not stressed out with somebody yelling and screaming or beating you all the time. You can't do it under those conditions. So, yeah, you got to make your life better. Yes.
You know, and if you have decided, for anybody that's listening that have tuned into the show, if you've decided that I want to get off medication, then you can't be around, or I'll put it this way, you can be, but it wouldn't be beneficial to be around other people who are fine being on medication. you know,
right.
Because you might have decided, I'm tired of this. I don't want to take these pills anymore. I'm tired of this dialysis, you know. I'm tired of these high blood pressure pills. I'm tired of this pain medicine or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm tired of it. I want to get off of it. Then, again, I can't impress upon people the importance of their circle. You can't then be around other people that are cool with taking medicine, you know, because
yeah.
you might have friends that are on medication. You know, you might have friends that are cool taking high blood pressure medication. You might have friends that are cool
That's
taking
it.
Heart medication or whatever, but you're trying to change. So they're
yeah.
definitely not going to encourage you. You know, they're not going to encourage you. So you really have to be mindful of that. And I can't stress the importance either of being mindful of what goes in your ears. We have no idea the importance or the power of energy. And just talking to somebody and, you know, depending on what the topic is of the conversation, if it's not uplifting, there's no in-between, there's no neutral when it comes to energy, either good or bad, you know. If the conversation is not uplifting you and encouraging you, and if you don't get off that phone or leave that conversation feeling uplifted and motivated, then it had the opposite effect. But you might not know it. You might not know that your energy level just went down, you know, but it didn't go up. So if it didn't go up, what was the point? You know,
yeah.
if it wasn't beneficial,
yeah.
you just wasted however long you sat there talking to or listening to or watching or whatever it was, that conversation or that program or whatever. So I just want to just throw that out there because it needs to be stated that what you watch, what you hear, who you listening to, who
yeah.
you surround yourself with, all of that, what you're watching on Facebook, if you're on Facebook, LinkedIn, whatever it is, however you spend your time during the day, okay, if it's not uplifting you, if it's not motivating you, if it's just,
yeah.
you know, just something to do or whatever, then you have to ask yourself, how am I spending my time? Am I best utilizing my time to get healing? Because I'm trying to heal, okay? So, Brother Coy, let me ask you this question when it comes to herbs. Bulk herbs or shall I say loose herbs or pill form? Do you have a preference? Is one more potent than the other when it comes to ingesting herbs, like in teas or not in teas because that would be, of course, loose. But do you have a preference when it comes to either the pill form or loose herbs?
Well, that goes both ways. The bulk herbs, they are, that's the loose herb. They haven't been processed in any way. They haven't been cleaned or they haven't been standardized in any way. So when you take the bulk herbs, yeah, you would get the results that you want, but you're not certain at what milligram or what is the strength of the herb that you're getting. The good thing about the standardized herbs or the herbs that are packaged in a capsule is that they have been cleaned, they've been tested, they have been standardized so that they you know the milligram that you're taking and it's usually pharmaceutical grade, so to speak. So in that respect, I would say the packaged herbs have the advantage, and the bulk herbs, unless you grow them yourself or you know you trust the person you get them from, you don't really know what it is. So that's the drawback. So if you're just starting out, I would say get the packaged herbs. I would prefer you get something that's been processed, clean, standardized,
mm-hmm.
so you know what you're taking and you can probably be in better condition to it would probably give you a greater benefit for your body, so you can actually get the feeling of what a herb's supposed to do. Now, as you get into it, sometimes you may want to drink a tea. You can always get a tea, and you can a loose herb, make a tea and drink it. That's fine. And usually, when you drink it, you can tell whether or not it's a good herb or it's got some milligram or strength to it. And you can determine for yourself whether or not it's a quality herb or not. But in terms of quality, yes, the packaged herbs are better. In terms of standardization, the packaged herbs are better. And in terms of knowing what you're taking, if you trust the person that's selling the herb or the label on the herb, then I would say the packaged herbs is better if you have no understanding of herbs, as most of us don't. So that's why I would say that. But if you know the bulk herbs, you can go out in the field and pick what you want and know how to prepare it and get it ready to ingest. That's fine, too. There's nothing wrong with that. But it's not many of us that know that. So I would recommend that we stay with the herbs that are labeled and packaged. And the only consideration is whether or not you want to do a capsule or a tablet. Oftentimes, the capsules are often made from pork. So you want to, if you look on the bottle and it say other ingredients and it doesn't say vegetarian capsule, chances are the capsule is made from pork, and you may not want
okay,
to do that.
Okay, they get you any kind of way, won't
they? Yeah, they're going to add it to it somehow. But the, oftentimes now, the tablet or the capsule, you can get vegetarian capsules now, and you can get a tablet which has the plastic. You don't want to deal with the plastic. And when if you don't want to deal with the plastic, oftentimes taking a lot of things in capsules, that capsule don't break down all the way. So you want to make sure that you can either pull that capsule apart and put it in water and stir it up and drink it. Or if you take the capsule, you want to make sure you that capsule is not building up around your kidney or blocking any blockages or flow through the urine so that it's not getting out. So that's the only consideration I would have about the capsules or the prepared or the packaged herbs. Make sure that whatever happens, that it breaks down in the body and that all of it comes out. And sometimes dealing with a capsule, that's a consideration.
You know, Brother Koyan, this next question, it sounds crazy when I wrote it down. It sounds like a crazy question because of just the fact that, you know, herbs are, when we're talking, we're having this conversation involving holistic health and herbs, and I would hate to think that there were companies that grew herbs that and they didn't grow them organically. You know, I would hate to think that there were companies out there that were growing herbs and spraying them with pesticides. I mean, but is that something that happens? I mean, I'm sure that most
I'm certain it does. You're going to get some. So, if man is growing them now, if you know how to go out in the forest or the, way out in the woods somewhere where that's not a consideration, that's fine. And that's what most. That's where most of the companies that package herbs, they go to where the herbs are grown and harvest them and bring them back. You want to always be concerned about what kind of pesticides or chemicals might be on your food. But that is more of a consideration when you're talking about fruit and vegetables, because oftentimes any fruit or vegetable that we get has been sprayed or has some kind of preservative on it, so it'll keep and look good when it gets in the store for 2 or 3 months. So you want to be more careful with that when you're talking about the food that you actually call food that you go and eat, the fruits and the vegetables. And most of them are sprayed with something and or have some kind of chemical on it to protect it or preserve it. The herbs, not so much with the herbs themselves. Usually herbs will have their own defense mechanism and they can take care of themselves. But if you have somebody that's trying to grow herbs locally, they may get some kind of infection or bugs and they may use some spray to get rid of the bug or whatever they're dealing with. But it's usually not enough to be concerned with it when it comes to the herbs, but it's more concerning when you're dealing with fruits and vegetables.
What about potency? When it comes to herbs, the lifespan of, say, herbs once they've been harvested and, you know, let's say, for example, if you get loose herbs, I would assume that the earlier you consume them, the better, but that might not be necessarily true. I mean, is that something that people need to be concerned with? If, let's say, for example, they decide they want to buy some herbs and they buy them loose. I mean, after, say, 6 months or so, would that batch of herbs still be as potent as a batch that was just harvested yesterday?
Generally speaking, yes. The herbs really don't deteriorate. If it's a live food, even if it changes the form or what it looks like, it still has the nutritional value that it started with. It's hard for you. It's hard for herb to lose its nutritional value in whatever form it is in. The consideration with the herbs is being invaded by some moth, or you got the herbs packed up in a barn somewhere, and a bug or something gets in it, and they begin to start a family, and they grow and they grow and grow. That's when you have to worry about what you're going to do with it, the mealy moths and all of that. But generally, the herbs, when we talk about standardization, that's when a company like Nature Sunshine, say, they go and harvest the herbs and they bring it back to their factory and they will standardize it. That means they will go through it. Some of it might be 20 milligrams, some of it might be 30 milligrams, some of it might be 60 milligrams. They might standardize it to a 35 milligrams, say, and so you know what you're getting. Other than that, the same herb is in the tablet or the capsule that you would put in a bulk herb. It's the same herb. It's just how it's packaged and how you want to use it. The only consideration with the loose herbs is that you want to make sure they're not contaminated with some kind of bug or worm or something like that. When you don't have to worry about that, if the herb is packaged or been put in a capsule, or if you don't want to use a capsule or tablet, and you can get the tablets now that pretty much will break down in your system. The problem with most tablets is that they put so much stuff in it until they won't break down, and it goes right through the body, particularly when it comes to medication. And so if you want to use a tablet, make sure it's pre-dissolvable and that it will break down in the system so that it just don't go through you and not break down at all.
You know, Brother Coy, I want to give you information so that everybody, because I know there are people out there that heard this information and they want to get in contact with you. You actually, speaking of herbs, you sell herbs. You sell both bulk loose herbs and capsule pill form. And we're going to tell everybody how you can get in contact with Brother Coy. It doesn't matter where you are in the world, okay? You can be in China. You can be in Africa, wherever you are. Coy can ship whatever it is that you need to you. So I want to definitely give that information. But I just want to lastly, before we go, is just I ask you to comment on this. There are a lot of times when people feel that certain things just come with age, you know, that the older you get, you know, that you're bound to, you know, come start having complications with something. Well, nowadays, people are starting to get what used to be considered diseases that were just relegated to older people. Younger people are getting them now, you know, so that's not necessarily the case, but I think that for a lot of people, it soothes them to think that, well, I am, you know, and they might have arthritis and they might be like, well, I am 80, you know what I'm saying? I am 80 years old. I'm supposed to have something. No, you're not supposed to have nothing, okay? You
that's
might
right.
get something. But you're not supposed to have anything, okay? You're supposed to be healthy. So could you talk about it, Brother Coy, just the fact that the older you get doesn't mean that you are necessarily supposed to have something, that you can be healthy into your 80s, 90s, and even beyond?
Well, probably one of the hardest things for people to comprehend is that they don't have to die sick. And how to do that, they've never been shown how to do that. They've never known anyone that have probably gone through their whole life and never been sick. And that sickness is a part of life. But the consideration here is that you don't have to die sick. You should know how to take care of your body in a way so that if you have some kind of condition, you can get it under control and not need medication to keep you there. If you got to take medication every day to balance your blood sugar or to your blood pressure, then you haven't reached to the point to where you can actually say you are healthy. So if you don't want to die sick, you have to learn how to use the herbs, learn how to live holistically, mentally, physically, spiritually, so that your body will respond to the food that you give it and strengthen it in a way so that you won't need to be worried about what you're going to do in terms of taking medication, because you won't have any diseases to do that. And really, there is a tale, a fable that goes into the Indian life that, you know, they lived until they were ready to die. When they were ready to die, they would go out in a field, build a little bush house, and lay up on it and light it, and they would disappear into the air. And they would live, and they would decide when they want to die. They didn't die because they were sick. They decided that this is time for me to go. I'm tired of living. And they would go and take themselves out. So, yeah, you can live a life and not die sick. And if people can get to that, we would be maybe better able to assist them if we can get to the psychological side of that. But, you know, it's something that's foreign to us. We've never heard it. We have never seen it. So it's something we think that is impossible. I got to die of something. That's where we go. And that's what we do. We die of something, and it's not necessary.
I would like to encourage everybody that if you're listening to this broadcast today and you are under a doctor's care and you want to get well once and for all, I encourage you to make a list of things that you might do that, you know, because we're talking about the process of elimination now. You know, what am I doing, if anything, that could contribute to my condition? You know, am I drinking enough water? Am I not drinking enough water? You know, am I watching programs that affect me in a way that cause my emotions to, you know, react in a way that's going to be harmful to myself? You know, am I exercising? You know, am I eating meat even occasionally? You know what I mean? Am I doing dairy even occasionally? You know, make a list and be as honest as you can on this list and see the things, if any, that you might be doing that could contribute to whatever the condition is, and then start eliminating. Because once you write stuff down and you look at it and you say, okay, I wrote this, okay, I wrote this. I took the time to examine myself, and I wrote down the things that I personally know that I could do better. You know, I personally know that I need to drink more water. I know that I need to exercise. I know that I need to do deep breathing exercises to fill my lungs with clean, fresh air. You know I need to turn off the TV. I know I need to surround myself with people who are not satisfied with being sick, you know, and or people who are, don't just complain about the pain. If you call somebody and you're like, how you doing today? And their response is, oh, my knee is hurting today. You know what I mean? But they haven't said anything about what they might be doing holistically to stop the knee pain. They're not talking about going and, you know, maybe I need to change my diet to a livid or, you know. Then maybe that's a call. Maybe that's a phone call that you need to end kind of quickly. You know what I mean? Be mindful of what you're hearing. This is holistic. And we want everybody that's listening to live a life that's healthy, wealthy, and full of your, you know, acknowledgement of your divinity. Because your acknowledgement with being human was only going to have you justifying certain things that could be harmful to you. No, it's not natural to grieve. We've been told that it's natural to grieve. Oh, if you love somebody, you cry when they die. And if you don't cry, they look at you like, did you love them? You know?
Yeah,
I loved them, but, you know, I enjoyed their life. And you know what I mean? I'm happy that I can be at peace. I sit back and remember them. Go ahead, Brother Corey. You were saying?
I say that's true. You have to live life. Otherwise, life will take you down to a place to where you're in despair. And that's disease. That's not a good place to be. So you have to learn through your whole life how to live life in a way that would be better for you and the people around you, so that you don't carry this sorrow around or this doubt and all the other things that we carry around that makes us sick.
Fear.
And, dying is a part of life. We all got to go there, and we have to learn how to deal with grief and pain in a way that it may be for a night or two, but when you carry it into 2 or 3 weeks, that's too long and that's too much. Life goes on. The dead will take care of themselves. If not, God will. And let that be the mantra. You enjoy them while they're here. You do the best you can while you're here with them. And if it's that's all you can do. If you reach that to that point to where you treat everybody right, so to speak, you shouldn't have any grief or sorrow when they pass. You should know that they're in a better place, and that's the will of God.
Amen. Well, Brother Coy, I want to thank you for your words of wisdom, my brother. As always, just powerful, powerful interview, powerful information that you always share. You know, you've touched many, many lives in the last 35 years, and, you know, I just want to, you know, thank you, because I know that it's got to be sometimes trying when trying to help people, and the way that you're helping them is by sharing with them that, hey, you might need to let go of some things that you love. You might need to let go of chicken. You might need to let go of hamburgers. You might need to let go of dairy, pizza, whatever it is.
Yeah.
And I know that there's a lot of resistance, and for a lot of us, it's a struggle. You know, we go back and forth, you know. I mean, for me, one of the hardest things, I mean, I love pizza, man.
Yeah,
I love pizza, you know.
But, yeah, we all got what we love. But what you love will kill you.
That's the truth. But you got to decide. You know, you really have to make a choice and say, okay, is this worth is this pizza worth me clogging my veins up with mucus?
Okay.
You know, is it worth me clogging my arteries up, you know, increasing the odds that I might get heart trouble or, you know, all these different ailments? Yeah, it tastes good. It's good to me, but it ain't good for me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So then ultimately it ain't good to me either. So
that's
we
right.
have to make choices.
You
got to
get to that. Yeah.
And life has got
to
be the choice. Choose life. Brother Coy, I would love for you to give your information, please, my brother, so that people, wherever they are, and they hearing this information and they want to get in contact with you. You do phone consultations too, don't you?
Yeah, they call me. I'll talk with them. I'm located at 3923 South Capitol Street, Southwest in Washington, D.C., 20032. My telephone number is 202-562-0041. I'm usually here from 8 to 6, Monday through Saturday. But it's probably simpler just to call me, 202-562-0041, and let's make an arrangement to talk. Or if I can, I'll talk with you right then. If not, I can tell you when I can call you back, and we can sit down and go one-on-one. But that's what I do. And anyone that's seeking to do better, to help themselves, I try to assist them any way I can. Whatever I have to offer, like I'll offer it. And if you take it, that's good. If you don't, I'll see you when you come back. But that's kind of how it works with me. See me now or see me later.
You know, I want to impress upon the people that are listening too. I always try to make sure that I remind people that Coy graduated from law school. Okay, so I just want everybody to understand that this is an intelligent man. Okay, this is somebody who studies. This is somebody who researches. This is not somebody that just got into this, you know, a couple of years ago. This is not a fad with him. I mean, I've actually met people that this was a fad with. I mean, you met them, they were vegetarian, and, you know, a few years later they were eating meat again, you know. And I'm not pointing fingers and knocking people that are not vegetarian or whatever, just trying to present a way that has been scientifically proven to be better for the body. So I just want to make sure that everybody understands that Brother Coy is a learned man, okay? This is a brother who graduated from law school. Many of the listeners that are listening don't have the education that you have, Brother Coy. I dare say that you probably have more education than the average person that's listening on this call. So You're not talking to somebody who does not know how to research. And as a result of his research, and I'll say it again, he cured his mother of cancer in both breasts, her liver and her colon. Now, he couldn't do it if she didn't listen, okay?
Right.
He could not do it if she was unwilling to follow his advice. So her testimony can be your testimony, but you're going to have to do what she did. You're going to have to listen, and you're going to have to follow the advice. I know. At times, it's scary. I know. At times, it gets tiresome, and it gets old, and all of the visits back and forth to the doctor and the pills and the shots and, you know, all of that gets old, and you're praying, and you just want it. You just want this trial to be over. Well, it can be over, and the beginning of that process can start right now. God loves you so much that this information fell upon your ears today, and it may have fallen on your ears before, but this might be the one. This might be the show. This might be the hearing coy. This time might be the one that makes the difference. So sometimes we can hear stuff, and then the light goes off. This
right.
might be that time. This could be the answer
we
to
hear
your
that
prayer.
Thing we haven't heard before, yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
So, Brother Coy, I want to thank you. I want to give your information again. Brother Coy's phone number is 202-562-0041. Write it down. Put it on your refrigerator. Put it on your mirror. Put it wherever you need to see it.
It's
Establishment is Secrets of Nature, located in Washington, D.C., no excuse. If you're in Chicago, he can ship what you need to you, okay? If you're in California, he can ship what you need to you. If you're overseas, he can ship what you need to you. So now, let this be that thing that makes that spark in you. You know, sometimes something has to happen, something has to be said, and we're looking for that one thing that will hit us to make the light go off. Could this be it? Could this be that show that the light goes off and you say, you know what? I'm ready. I've been playing with this thing. I've been straddling the fence. I've been going back and forth. I'm ready to go all the way now. You know, well, Brother Coy is here to help you, okay? When you're making this decision, you need somebody to hold you by the hand and walk you through it. There are things that you might not know. Coy is an expert. He's been doing this for over 35 years and has got a track record that's out of this world. Do you know anybody else that's cured their mother of cancer in both breast, the liver, and the colon? Coy's the only person that I know that has cured his mother or anybody in both breast, the liver, and the colon. You don't find these people just walking around the streets, okay?
Yeah.
He's rare, okay? So take advantage. He's given you his number. You can call him. Don't let this opportunity go by without getting information that can not just change your life, it can save your life. And if you feel that this show has been beneficial to you, will you share it? Okay, will you share this link with other people? Because there are other people who are just like you who need this information. It could be a mother, it could be a father, it could be children, it could be relatives, loved ones. They need this information. Will you share it? My name is Juwan. So Brother Coy, any following parting words for our listeners tonight?
Well, I would implore anyone that has a condition that they're dealing with or whether physical or mental or spiritual, that you make a commitment to address the issue. And if you don't know what to do, find someone that you can talk to that can give you some advice that you trust and begin to make a difference in your life. Only you can make a change. No one else can change your life but you. So you have to make it up in your mind that you're going to do this. And once you go get on that path, stay on it. Don't stop. And do what's necessary to reach whatever you're trying to accomplish in your endeavor as you go through this life and make life better for you, and it will make life better for you and everyone around you if you can do that.
Everybody, you should be ringing Coy's number off the hook in the morning. That's 202-562-0041. You should know it by heart, 202-562-0041. If you call them early, you might have a lot of messages waiting for you when you get to this shop tomorrow, Coy. Just leave a message.
Yeah.
He'll give you a call
That's
back.
Right.
But now, let's let the healing begin. It's time to heal. You've been praying. Now the answer has come. And it's a process. Don't give up. Don't give up. Mm-hmm. Be encouraged.
Yeah.
Brother Coy, I want to thank you so much. Brother, it's always an honor to sit at your feet, my brother, and talk to you, brother. I always love the conversations that we have. I mean, every time I talk to somebody that's changing lives and saving lives, I don't know of a higher calling. I really don't.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know
yeah.
of a higher calling, brother. So, I mean, brother, I bow to you and I thank you, and may God continue to bless you and open doors for you as you make this planet better, you know, one person at a time. You know, hopefully those that have heard will listen, and not just listen, but take the next step. And give Brother Coy a call. Even if you just call, if you say you're on the holistic health path, you already know this stuff, well, call him and thank him. You know,
yeah.
Call Brother Coy just to thank him and encourage him to keep doing what he's doing.
Yeah.
You know, we need
yeah.
that encouragement. We out here working hard and need to help people, have people just tell us, man, I see what you're doing, you know, and you're doing it well, and I appreciate what you're doing. So even if you just call in to say thank you, do that. Well, Brother Coy, until the next. Oh, brother, I'll be in touch. Great show as always.
I thank you, sir, and God bless you, and keep you and your family in prayer, and I pray everything works to your good. Thank you.
Thank you, my brother. Everybody,
peace.
Share this link
Hello.
With everybody that you know. My special guest is King Coy Dunstan, owner and operator of Secrets of Nature in Washington, D.C. Listen, wherever you are, he can get whatever it is that you need to you. Sometimes, hey, you might just need advice. Pick up the phone and call them, 202-562-0041. You're listening to Health, Wealth, and Divine, also known as Juwanza for Life. My name is Juwanza. Until the next time, peace.